Welcome to the Tanakh Podcast. Today, Sefer Zechariah, Perek Yud Aleph, Chapter 11. Our learning, as always, is dedicated to Chayalei Tzva Hagana Yisrael for their safety and for their success, for the swift return of all of the hostages, and for the healing of our wounded in this war in Gaza. Today, chapter 11 is a tremendously tough chapter, one of the most difficult chapters in the whole of Tanakh. When you open Rashi, Rashi says he can't really understand it. When you open the Abarbanel, he says, Et chata'ai ani maskir. I mention my sins. Shalonis temuta notai velo katzar dati b'shum nuva menuvot asher perachti b'kitya kodesh k'mo shalom otzati yadi b'perush ha'parsha hazot. He says, there's been no chapter in all of the Tanakh that I have tried to understand and failed like this one. And so in the end, the Abarbanel basically says that he will simply summarize the mafarshim that he knows about and not really come to any conclusions. In the end, he does come to his conclusions, but the point is, this is a very, very difficult chapter. Let's try and explain what it's about. Well, first of all, it's about shepherds. Now, in Tanakh, when the metaphor of a shepherd is frequently referring to a leader. You know, when Moshe is told he's going to die and he wants a new leader, he says, "V'lo tiyeh adat Hashem katzon asher ein lahem ro'eh." And let the Jewish people not be like a flock without a shepherd. So shepherds are leaders, and some of you may recall Sefer Yecheskel, Perek Lamed Daled, chapter 34, which accuses the kings of Israel of being negligent, unfaithful shepherds. And then God says, I'll shepherd my people Israel. Ani eretzoni, v'ani arbitzeim ne'um Hashem. I will shepherd my people. I will take them out to pasture. Whoever's lost, I will seek them. Whoever is strayed, I will return. And anybody, any animal with a broken limb, I will bandage them up. In other words, God says, if we've had improper leaders, then I will lead the people and I will bring them back to the land, and I personally will take them under my care. So that's Sefer Yecheskel, which is basically saying that the kings in the first temple period were negligent, but now I'm taking control. Now that would be great if our chapter was doing that, but that's not the case in our chapter. So let's open our chapter a little bit, and if you look here already in Perek, in Pasuk Gimel, Dalad, Ko amar Hashem Elohai, re'ei etzon hahariga. We talk about the sheep, but the sheep are called tzon hahariga, the sheep destined for slaughter. Right? So that's not very good. And it sounds like God is turning round to Zechariah himself and saying, "You should go and shepherd the sheep meant for slaughter." Who are the sheep to slaughter? Are they the Jewish people? Why are they destined for slaughter? And he says, Asher konehem yaharagun, v'lo yeshamu, u'mochrehem yomar, baruch Hashem ba'ashir, v'rehem lo yachmol aleihem. Their buyers slaughter them with impunity. Their sellers say, Baruch Hashem, I'll get rich from these. And the shepherd doesn't pity them. So nobody cares about them. The people who buy them want to kill them. The people who sell them say, great, we'll get rich. And the shepherds, again, have no mercy over the sheep. So we have sheep who are sort of unloved and exploited by their owners. And now God steps in. He says, Ki lo achmol od al yoshvei ha'aretz nu'um Hashem. I won't have mercy for the inhabitants of the land anymore, says God. I'm going to place every man at the mercy of his fellow and at the mercy of his king, and they're going to break the country into bits and I'm not going to rescue it from their hands. Gosh, that doesn't sound very good, but it's not going to get much better. Now, God speaks about two rods. The shepherd usually has a crook or a rod, and he says, Ve'eretz on hariga. Lachain aniye hatzon, ve'ekach li shtei maklot. I took two staffs, one called Noam, favor, and the other one called Chovlim. So two staffs, two rods, one called Noam, which means favor or pleasant, and the other one called Chovlim. Now, Chovlim could mean like a chevel, and that's why some people translate it as unity, but it could also be Chovel in meaning injury, like, you know, Perek HaChovel in Baba Kama. He says, I destroyed the three shepherds in one single month. My patience with them came to an end, and they were disgusted with me. And I said, Amar, I'm not going to shepherd you. Right? Hameta tamut, whoever's going to die will die. Whoever wants to get lost will get lost. And let the rest eat each other. And then he says, and I took my stick, Noam, the one favor, I smashed it. Lafiret Briti, God says, I am going to abandon my covenant I made with the people. And he says, and when I annulled it that day, the same poor men of the sheep realized this was a message from God. So, this is very bizarre. The sheep are destined for slaughter. They keep on being abandoned. And the stick, which was Noam, which was meant to be for kindness, pleasantness, is smashed. And now, and there's the sense that God has abandoned his covenant with the people. But it's not finished yet. This is not great. And then I said to them, if you're satisfied, pay me my wages, and if you don't, don't. So they weighed out my wages, and it was 30 shekels of silver. And I said, God said to me, deposit it in the treasury, right? Hashlichu el hayotzer eder hayakar. I took the 30 shekels and I put it in the treasury in the house of God, Beit Hashem el hayotzer. It's not clear what Beit Hashem el hayotzer is. And then he smashes his second staff, which is called Chovlim, lahaferet ha'achva, to annul the brotherhood between Yehuda uvein Yisrael. And now we get to the last bit. God says to me, kach lecha kli ro'eh evili, take the tools of a stupid, foolish shepherd. Why? Ki hinei anochi mekim ro'eh ba'aretz, hanich chadot lo yifkod, hanar lo yivakesh. I'm going to raise up in the land a shepherd who will not miss the lost sheep. He won't look for the strayed. He won't heal the injured. He won't sustain the frail. Notice this is almost in a commentary together with Yechezkel. But he's going to eat the fat ones and tear off their hooves. And it ends off with a poem. Hoi ro'eh avil ozvei hatzon. Woe to the worthless shepherd who abandons the flock. Cherev al zoro v'al ein yimino. Let a sword descend upon his arm. Upon his right eye, Zro'o yavosh tivash, let his arm shrivel up, ve'en yumino kohot eche, and let his right eye go blind. So what's going on here? What is this? What is this metaphor? What is this story? It's horrible. Some, Rashi, the Radak, the Targum Yonatan, all see this as relating in some way to the failure of the First Temple period, and somehow then the three kings would be some of the failed kings. The people are abandoned to their own devices. They are guided by worthless shepherds, and they end up eating each other alive, and that's why the First Temple is destroyed. You could go in a different direction. It could be talking about Bayit Sheni. This is indeed the direction the Abarbanel takes and other commentaries, saying that this is not talking about the past, it's talking about the future. It's talking about the Second Temple period and all of the debacles from the Babylonians to the Greeks, to the Chashmonaim, to the Romans, to Herod, and any combination of all of that, where The Jewish people are reeling from trouble to trouble throughout the Second Temple period. Interestingly, Mordechai Zer Kavod, in his commentary Da'at Mikra, thinks that it's speaking not about the past and not about the future, but actually about the present. He thinks it's not talking about Jewish kings at all. It's talking about the Persian dynasty, the kings who were contemporaneous with the Zechariah. Let's remember that both Haggai and Zechariah were expecting huge revolutions in the time of Darius, in the second year of Darius, and the hope that independence would return to the Jewish people. But now he sees that the people who are meant to be looking after the sheep are negligent. They're only interested in their own lives. The three kings who suffer their demise, he thinks is talking about various kings in the Persian dynasty, in which case these reckless and irresponsible kings who don't really care about much other than themselves are in fact, you know, the sense of disappointment after Cyrus returned the Jews to the land of Israel, but now the Persian kings aren't really interested in the welfare of the Jewish people. So this is a bit of a depressing prophecy, but I'll try and finish off with something positive. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf Dalet, talks about the Kachli Shte Maklot, Lechad Karati Noam or Lechad Karati Chovlim. He talks about the two rods, one called favor, Noam, or graciousness, and the other one called Chovlim. And he says, Ela Talmidei Chachamim Sheb'Eretz Yisrael. What is Noam? These are the scholars in Israel, Shemani'imim Zel Zeh B'Halacha, who are pleasant to one another in the Bet Midrash. The Chovlim are Talmidei Chachamim Sheb'Bavel, Shemachablim Zeh Zeh B'Halacha. But the scholars of Bavel injure one another in halacha. In other words, leaders have a choice how they want to speak. Do they want to speak benoam? Do they want to interact? Do our politicians, do our leaders, do our scholars, do our Talmidei Chachamim want to act one another with noam or with chovlim? Are they mekablim? Are they? Do we injure one another? And if this is a chapter about shepherds, our leaders need to know. Our leaders need to know that they have a choice. They have a choice. How do they act? Do they act with pleasantness, with noam, or do they act with chabala, with destruction? And we really have to hope that we get the leaders who are going to lead us to a state of ni'imut, of pleasantness, of harmony, and of a good future for the Jewish people. Have a great day, everybody.